The popular internet search engine Google embarked on a search of its own last week for talent. The company unfurled three banners at the Harvard Square T-stop in Cambridge, Massachusetts. They read, "First 10-digit prime found in consecutive digits of E.com." Reporter Andrea Shea checked the banners out.
The banners are big and white and feature nothing but that statement. First 10-digit prime found in consecutive digits of E.com. Google's name is nowhere in sight, and most people walking by are stumped by the promotion, including web designer Mark Curry.
The first 10-digit prime found in consecutive digits of E.com. God, I mean, maybe if I knew what E is, like, is E some sort of constant I should know, or I don't know.
It's a no-brainer for Google to come to Cambridge to find engineers to write code. After all, the city is home to Harvard and MIT, and there's a goodwill hunting meets a beautiful mind feel to the neighborhood. Plus, the phrase, first 10-digit prime in consecutive digits of E, is the kind of head-scratcher only a scientist or a math student could love.
That's pretty much what I do. I study math. That's my thing.
Josh Nicholsbearer is a graduate student at MIT, and he spent most of a day hacking away at the problem.
It's a very precise statement. I mean, it just means that you list out all the digits of E, and there are infinitely many of them. You look at the consecutive 10-digit strings, and you see which ones are prime.
Google would love Nicholsbearer. He's someone, to quote the company's website, who's geeky enough to be annoyed at the very existence of a math problem they haven't solved and smart enough to rectify the situation.
The answer, if you're curious, is 7427.
We won't spoil the fun here, but this number eventually takes you to a Google webpage that asks for your resume. So that's the prize, but how hard was it, really?
I don't think it was that difficult. Thinking about it later, I think it's the sort of thing that a precocious sixth grader could do.
That's easy for Nicholsbearer to say. Google often holds contests like this to lure fresh talent to their ranks. But Josh Nicholsbearer isn't searching for a job with Google. For him, it's all about the thrill of the chase. For National Public Radio, this is Andrea Shea in Harvard Square.
More clues to the problem at npr.org.